Chanukah is here with the evening of Chaf Hei Kislev. We light the first Chanukah licht. Every night we will increase one night of one more light. Until on the eighth night, finally, we will have eight lights burning bright. And the Chanukah candle represents the triumph of the Jewish soul, the Jewish neshama, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The candle of God is the neshama, is the soul of man. And it represents the spiritual triumph of Yahadus to survive in each and every generation. Throughout our exile, we have had different kinds of enemies, those who physically want to destroy us, represented by Haman and Ahasuerus, which we commemorate on Purim, represented by Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, represented by Arab terrorists in our day and time, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro. And then we have spiritual enemies who don't want to physically destroy us, but who want us simply to be like them. And this, of course, was the battle in the time of the Maccabim over 2,000 years ago, in the time of the Second Temple in the ancient land of Judea. Antiochus and the Syrian Greek mentality that pervaded and the culture that pervaded the land was not physical destruction of Am Yisrael and Yahadus, but rather spiritual destruction of our people. And so the Greeks outlawed Torah learning, and the Greeks outlawed, the Syrian Greeks outlawed Bris Milah, and they outlawed Shabbos, and they outlawed Rosh Chodesh to show that we would be a people without a religion, a people without a God, a people who did not have sanctity in their body or in time. It would be a world without a creator. And many Hellenists, unfortunately, many Jews were swayed by the great temptation of the Syrian Greek culture, and they started to become like the Greeks, mit yavnim. They started to become and embrace the Greek culture. The parashios that we read during the year are not an accident. We always read Devarim Erev Tisha B'Av with good reason. We always read Veschanan after Tisha B'Av. The story of Yosef HaTzadik, which begins in Parashas Vayeshev and continues through the last four parashios in the book of Bereishis, is always read by the time of Chanukah. The story of Yosef HaTzadik is the story of Chanukah, and his story always coincides with this holy Yom Tov, Chanu Chafei. The Maccabim finally rested on the 25th of Kislev, not only from the physical battle of fighting Rabim Biad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biad Tahorim, Rishaim Biad Tzadikim, but they kindled the Chanukah licht in the base of Mikdash on the 25th of Kislev with that one little Pach Shem, and as the Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Chof Aleph Amid Beis, and it lasted for 8 nights, and it represents the triumph of the Jewish soul over the sinful forces that want to take us down. And why do we always read the story of Yosef in conjunction with the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Why not one of the other patriarchs? Why not Avram? Why not Yitzchak? Why not Yaakov? Why do we always learn about Yosef specifically as we celebrate the Yom Tov of Chanukah? When we look at the other patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what we see is that they all had to engage in battles for physical survival. I will give you one example regarding each patriarch. When it comes to Avraham Avinu and Perag Yud Dalid of Sefer Bereishis, Vayevo Hapali Vayeged LaAvram Ivri Kinishba Achiv, the fugitive comes and tells Avraham Avinu that his nephew Lot has been captured in battle. Vayerak Echchanicha Vilide Beso Vayerdefem Adan. And Avram, who is not a warrior by nature, realizes in this instance he must fight for physical survival. So he arms his men, Rashi says it's Eliezer and Avram, and they chase the enemy and they emerge victorious, because sometimes the Jew must fight for physical survival. And when we come to Yitzchak and Perichavav, when he is dwelling in the territory of Grar, we see that the Plishtim are very jealous and they close up all the wells that his father dug. And Yitzchak has to fight for new wells. And the Plishtim close up those wells and they accuse him of taking their water. Water, you cannot exist without water. This is a fight in a deep level for spiritual survival. But just on the level of the Psha, Yitzchak is fighting for the permission to open up the wells, because a person cannot exist without water. And here we see Yitzchak has to fight for physical survival against the Plishtim and the people in Grar. And when we come to Yaakov Avinu, of course, in Perek Lamed Beis, on his way back to Eretz Canaan, Yaakov Vayivater, Yaakov Levado, At alos hashachar, vayavek ish imo. Yaakov was left all alone. Vayavek ish imo at alos hashachar. And we know that the archangel of Esav Harasha had come to fight with Yaakov. And the whole night they're locked in mortal combat. Who will emerge victorious? And Yaakov is to fight. Why does it say vayavek? Because they kicked up dust all the way to the kiseh hakavod with their feet. And Yaakov is physically fighting for his survival. So whatever happens to the patriarchs in the book of Bereshit, the Ramban explains so beautifully in his commentary to Bereshit Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, everything that happened to our forefathers is a foreshadowing of what happened to their children. And we know that through every generation, b'chol dor v'dor amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, Paru said, "Kol abenei liyada aratashlichu." Throw the males into the river. And Haman said, "Lahashmi laharug laabedes kol Yehudim." And Haman said, "Destroy every single Jew." And Hitler yimachshmo v'zicho. And the Cossacks and the pogroms. And they said, "Destroy them physically." Kol matzil nefesh echas b'Yisrael kiilu hitzu olamalei. Sanhedrin lamed zayin aleph. Everyone must fight to save one Jewish soul. And we must fight for our own lives. We value our lives because we can v'chay b'hem. And we have life, we can fulfill mitzvos. But there's another kind of enemy. So Avram fought physically, Perek Yedalad, in the war. And Yitzchak fought for his wells, Perek Chavav. And Yaakov fought on the river Yabok all night to physically survive and return to Eretz Canaan. What's Yosef? Who is Yosef? Whose last name was Tzadik. Who has the status of one of the Avos because Ephraim, Menashe, Keruvim, and Shimon Yuli. Yaakov says, "Your sons Ephraim and Menashe are to me like Reuven and Shimon." But what's the difference between Yosef and his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather? Yosef did not have to fight for his physical survival. In the home of Potiphar, he is so successful. In the prison, he becomes a prison warden. After Paro, his dreams, Yosef rises to the highest echelons of power in ancient Egypt. Yosef has to fight for something else. Every single day, he comes to the home of Potiphar, and every single day, Ishas Potiphar says, "Shichvayimi, lay with me." And she grabs his garments. And the Gemara says, every day she changed her clothing. Mashalav shalo shachus, lo lav shalo arvis. She changes her clothing from morning to evening, twice a day, to seduce Yosef. Yosef, the Galus Jew, who must fight for spiritual survival. And that's the story of Hanukkah. That's the battle of Hanukkah. And that's the battle of us in each and every generation. From time to time, we sojourn in foreign lands. And sometimes they come at us to kill us, and we know. And sometimes they come to destroy our yahadus, our tenacity, our faith in God, our religion, our ways. And Yosef represents the battle supreme of Hanukkah. A spiritual fight to maintain our ruchnius, that Yahadus can survive in Galus. And so Yosef's story, more than any of the other Avos, is specifically read by Hanukkah to remind us that if he could do it all alone, without the infrastructure, without his father's love, without yeshivos, without rabbanim and leaders, without online shiurim, ba'ad yakna shel aviv v'nireso lo b'chala, when he saw the image of his father, at the moment before sin with Mrs. Potiphar, Vayanos Achutze, he ran outside. And he realized, Eich Esa Hara HaGadol HaZos V'Chatasi La'Elokim. If I sin with you, he said to Mrs. Potiphar, I will have sinned to God all of my days. The Maccabim fought because they understood Yahadus had to be restored. Yahadus could survive. It's a spiritual battle. And that's Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And that's why we celebrate with candles. A small candle, a small flame. On the long nights of Kislev, a little bit of light dispels so much darkness when we remember that the Jewish neshama can fight, will fight, and will always persevere. We bless God, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu bayamim ha'heim, bazman hazeh. I wish you a very meaningful, uplifting, wonderful Chanukah Sameach, alichta gecharecha. Thank you so very much.